Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy Nola.
Hello, Darren. Good to be with you.
So it's been a couple of months since the looting, and we're still feeling the ripple effect of that, obviously. But what happens if your shop was looted and you thought you had Sasria, which was the cover of the insurance, which covered you for looting, but you didn't have it? What's up with that?
Okay, so you remember we spoke about the fact that Sasria, which is the government-owned it's South African Special Risk Insurance Association, right? So you get it for a very small premium on top of your normal premium for your car, your shop, your house contents, whatever. And if you have a loss that's as a result of riot, unrest, that kind of thing, your insurance company will process it for you with Sasria, but basically the government's insurance fund pays that claim.
Yes.
And remember me saying that Sasria had said, no problem, immediately after the riots, we've got plenty of funds, but this is all good. Well, it turns out that they haven't, because the claims are running into 20 to 25 billion rand, they only had about 9 billion rand at Sasria. So Treasury has agreed to give them almost 4 billion rand, but there's still a shortfall. But that's just the context. What I took up was a complaint from Nelly Boerter, whose shop in Glenwood Village, you remember that was one of the malls that got really badly hit with looting. She has a haberdashery kind of knitting type shop, one stitch at a time.
Yeah.
And it was completely looted on the 12th of July, that Monday, I think it was, along with most of the other stores in that shopping center. So she lost four brand new sewing machines that she hadn't even paid for yet, ballet and ballroom dancing shoes, baby clothes, dresses, bags of yarn, a laptop, and a microwave oven. And when she reported the claim, lodged a claim with her insurer, Outsurance, they estimated it was around 75,000 rand. So a considerable amount of money for a smaller shop, right? Outsurance said, no problem, you're recovered by Sasria. And so she was, sure, relief. But then came a phone call from Outsurance towards the end of September to say, actually, you don't have Sasria cover, but don't worry, that was our bad. We slipped up with that, so we will pay your claim.
Okay.
Sure. Then, followed up by another call to tell Nelly, sorry, we actually aren't going to pay your claim because it would be unfair on others.
Yeah.
So she says to me in her email, I've been with Outsurance for 7.5 years, never missed a payment. We have 2 homes, my business, 3 vehicles, all insured with them, spanning 21 years. This has been a major setback for me and my shop. So I took up the case with Outsurance, and I said, well, I was under the impression that Sasria cover would automatically be added to a policy such as that on a shop. So responding, Outsurance said, for business policies, Sasria was actually optional due to the fact that we have many and varied optional covers. All of them are listed on our clients' schedules, clearly indicating what are covered and what aren't. And on Nelly's schedule, it said optional. That was never picked up and disputed, she said. And actually, Sasria cover was never discussed at that phone call to take out insurance on the shop. I don't know, but apparently the call recording reveals that it was not accepted.
Yeah.
She did have it on other policies, did Nelly, but not on this one. Anyway, she said, so there was no error, Outsurance says, there was no error when the cover was sold. However, our error was giving her incorrect feedback on the claim that gave her the impression that the claim would be settled. And based on this poor service interaction, we have made the decision to cover the claim. And we've discussed the settlement with our client. And Nelly, of course, is delighted. And the important thing here is since the riots and events of July 21, we offer Sasria cover on every business quote, says Outsurance. And that, I'm quite sure, is the case across the board. And certainly if you, whatever, whether it's a personal or business policy you have, if you haven't already, you really, really must make sure you have that Sasria covered.
I think this looting ripple effect is going to be felt for many years to come. Wendy, you took up a case of a customer who was burnt by one. Is this an isolated case or a trend?
Okay, well, clicks will say it's an isolated case. I did take up about a year ago, I investigated, I got a rash of complaints from people who had used another brand, Dr. Lee, available in pharmacies and quite widely, And they said, you know, they did the job, but then when they pulled him off, the one chap had a very serious burn-like injury, took off a layer of skin, took months to recover. Others just had, you know, like a raw patch, blisters, just, you know, a problem. All fine until they try to take the plaster off. It does say don't use unsensitive skin, and very young people and very old people are not advised to use them. But anyway, in that case, the companies just said, you know, the manufacturer, the supplier just said, no, there isn't a problem. These things are widely used. So when Tammy Richards approached me saying that she'd used Clix's own brand, they call it odorless warming pad. You know, you stick it on, it's some chemical reaction makes it very warm. Mm. She had pain on her torso, stuck the thing on. She said it really did the job well, but when she tried to take it off 6 hours later, well, she did take it off, no problem, but she said she felt a sort of scratchy, funny feeling, as she called it. She thought it was from the stickiness.
Yeah.
But anyway, then she got blisters. They popped. There was foreskin. I've seen the picture. It doesn't look good at all.
Mm.
She took it up with Clix. She said, I don't think you should be selling these. She had some interaction with head office as well. But after almost a week, she didn't feel she was being taken seriously. So she came to me, and I took up the picture, the issue with Clix, included photos that Tammy had sent me of her injury, and the link to some coverage I did of the other issue last year. And the response, I asked how many other people that do they know of that had other injuries. I didn't get a direct answer to that, but I did get Clix takes product safety very seriously. We use an ISO medical devices certified supplier for these odorless warming pairs.
Mm.
Batch test released, performed on the temperature have been done and delivered, no problem. They've been in contact with Tammy, apologized. We have taken a full report from her, and we've also refunded the purchase price. And they've sold 43,000 of these things through their network in the past 52 weeks, let's call that a year.
Yeah.
But they didn't answer directly how many complaints they've had. Anyway, the important bit is, as a precautionary measure, Clix told me this week, we have taken the decision to remove the product from our shelves for investigation. Although the product contains specific warnings to not place this product on sensitive skin, we will also provide expanded warnings on the correct usage instructions so that it's clearer to our customers. Tammy says she's visited 3 Clix stores this week, and the product wasn't on the shelves of any of them. So well done, Clix. I think that was a really
good call.
Responsible response. Yeah.
All right. So there's a good story, or a good happy ending to that one. I'm just thankful that I don't even know whether to put an ice pack or a hot pad on it. So I'm in that safe zone of I don't know. But if you're worried, you can catch this podcast and you can share it as well from our online podcast, ecr.co.za. Click on Consumer Watch. Thank you, Wendy.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.